奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we gather together to study the Bible.
今天晚上，一起来查考神是我投靠的磐石。
Tonight we'll study God is the rock of my refuge.
我们现在请大家翻开诗篇九十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 94.
诗篇九十四篇。
Psalm 94.
我们请看二十二节
，Verse 22。
九十四篇二十二节说：“但主向来做了我的高台，我的神做了我投靠的磐石。
”But the Lord has been my defense and my God, the rock of my refuge.
这是九十四篇，他一开始在强调神是伸冤的神、审判世界的神以后。他做了结论。
And in Psalms, it talks about how God, in the beginning, God was a God of judgment, and then, and in the conclusion.
他要强调说，神是我们的避难所，我们可以投靠在他底下，可以很放心。
So, and that God is our defense and the rock, and we can take refuge in Him.
虽然有时候我们在受苦当中，或者是看到恶人很猖狂，但是我们基本上可以对神很有信心，发现会最后会发现说，神事实上是我们的保障，我们在他里面得到安全。
So during difficult times or when we see the evil people succeed, we can still know that we can have refuge and defense in God.
我们最近读经从九十篇开始读，所以要一直读到一百零六篇。
So for our Bible reading, we started with Psalm 90 and read up to Psalm 106.
那如果我们有仔细读从九十三篇开始，我们就会发现有一个描述一直重复出现，就是神作王。
And if we read in detail, starting from Psalm chapter 93, there's a running theme that God is a majesty.
The Lord reigns.
God is reigns.
我们现在看九十三篇第一节。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 93, verse 1.
第一节说：“神作王，他以威严为衣穿上啊，神以能力为衣，以能力束腰，世界就坚定，不得动摇。”
The Lord reigns, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed, he has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved.
这里在颂赞神的威严，神是王，他是全地的统治者。
So this emphasizes that the Lord reigns and he is Lord of the world.
世界是因为这位王在统治而坚定的。
And this world is established by this Lord.
所以这个世界的神应该要大声的来歌颂这位神。
So the people of the world should loudly praise this God.
我们现在看第九十五篇第一节。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 95, verse 1.
来呀，我们要向神歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation.
跳过去看第三节。
Verse 3.
因为主为大神，他为大王，超乎万神之上。
For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods.
这也强调神是大神，是大王。
So this emphasizes that the Lord is the great King.
那我们事实上是他草上的羊，我们就是他的子民。
So we are the sheep.
我们是他的百姓。
And we are his people.
好，现在再看过去看第九十六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 96.
九十六篇看第四节。
Verse 4.
因为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上当受敬畏。
For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
这里一样在同样的信息，神是最大的，他是当受人的赞美，人应该要在他面前存敬畏的心。
So this again is emphasizing that Lord is great and that we should greatly praise him.
好，看第十节。
In verse 10.
人在列邦中要说神作王， 世界就坚定不得动摇，他要按公正审判众民。
Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The Lord, the world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously.
这里提到这个作王的神，他让这个世界坚定。那这个他有一个审判的宝座，事实上是立在天上的。这个他的审判就是公正公义。
So this says that the Lord established this world and that he shall judge the people righteously.
好，那再看九十七篇第一节。
And let's look at Psalm 97, verse 1.
神作王，愿地快乐，愿众海岛欢喜。
The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad.
第二节。
Verse 2.
密云和幽暗在他的视为，公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
Clouds and darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
这也是一样在强调神作王。
Again, this emphasizes that the Lord reigns.
那这个他的宝座是以公义跟公平立定的。
And his protection is established by righteousness and justice.
所以全地众海岛所有的受造物都要向他歌颂欢呼。
So the all the multitudes shall rejoice.
好，我们现在看九十八篇第一节，第六节。
Let's look at Psalms 98 verse 6.
第六节说，用号和角声在大君王主面前欢呼。
The trumpets and the sound of a horn shout joyfully before the Lord the King.
第七节。
Verse 7.
愿海和其中所充满的澎湃，世界和住在其间的也要发声。
Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it.
第八节，愿大水拍手，愿诸山在神面前一同欢呼。
Let the rivers clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord.
第九节
，verse nine，
因为他来要审判遍地，他要按公义审判世界，按公正审判万民。
For he is coming to judge the earth. With righteousness he shall judge the world and all the people with equity.
这里九十八篇也一样要提到，众民要用号和角声大声的来赞美这位当王的神。
And 98 mentions again that the people of the world shall joyfully and loudly praise the Lord.
海跟其中的山跟其里面的，通通都要这样赞美神。
And the rivers and the hills also praise the Lord.
那这位神要来审判世界。
And this Lord shall judge the world.
是按公正公义来审判的。
And judging with righteousness and equity.
看九十九篇第一节。
Let's look at Psalm 99, verse 1.
神作王，万民当颤抖。他坐在二基督伯上，地当动摇。
The Lord reigns, let the people tremble. He dwells between the cherubim, let the earth be moved.
看第三节。
Verse 3.
他们当称赞他大而可畏的名，他本为圣。
Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy.
第九十九篇一样在强调神作王。那现在众民在神面前要存敬畏的心，他说应当要颤抖，连地都要动摇，因为他说他是坐在二基督伯上的，就是在他的施恩宝座上。
So chapter 99 also emphasizes that the Lord reigns and that the earth be moved and the people tremble.
他的名是大而可畏的名啊。
And his name is great and awesome.
他是本来就是圣洁的神。
And he is a holy.
我们从这几章，我们一直看到。这一组的诗啊，从九十三篇开始，其实到九十九篇啊，他一直都在讲到啊这个神作王。
And from Psalm chapter 93 to 99, it all mentions that the Lord reigns.
然后最后到第一百篇的时候啊，是这一组诗的结论。
And Psalm 100 is the conclusion of all that group of psalms.
那这一篇啊，这个结论就是现在普天同庆，所有的天下万物。不管是外邦或者是选民，全部都要向这位神啊大声欢呼。
And the conclusion is that no matter who you are, we should all greatly praise the Lord.
向他歌唱。
To sing joyfully.
所以就一百篇第一节。
So Psalm chapter 100 verse 1.
普天下当向神欢呼。
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们当侍奉神，当来向他歌唱。
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing.
第三节。
Verse three.
你们当晓得神是神，主是神。我们是他造的，也是属他的。我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
好，那这个就是结论。
And this is the conclusion.
那所以十三篇到一百篇，一共有八篇，其中里面有七篇，有六篇都一直在强调主是做神统治的，做王统治的。
There are seven psalms from Psalm chapter 93 to 100, and six of the psalms mentions that the Lord reigns.
然后第一百篇就是结论了哈。
And Psalm 100 is the conclusion.
那其中呢啊，那这样主呢，这个叫做在诗篇里面特殊的，神是做王统治的诗篇。
And this group of psalms has the title that the Lord reigns.
哦，那这里面其中有一篇特殊的，就是第九十四篇。那这九十四篇啊，就是他们这一组诗歌在唱的时候的副歌，每唱一篇完之后都要重复九十四篇。
And within this group of psalm, the Psalm chapter 94 is the special one, and it is the refrain where they sing this over again.
好，那九十四篇呢？它在这整组诗歌里面呢，啊，它就在强调神是我的磐石，神是伸冤的神，是审判世界的王。
And Psalm 94 emphasizes that God is his rock and my refuge, and that God will judge.
那这一组诗啊。我们如果看的时候都没看到他有作者署名是谁的诗。
And in these psalms, it doesn't say who the author is.
所以一般来说，他们没有肯定是谁写的，是因为有些人已经有作者，但是他们后来再加以修正改，然后再加以收集的时候，并没有肯定说是谁的诗歌了，但是可能众人一起在唱的诗歌。
Since the psalm has an unknown author, it may be because it was edited later on, and they all sang it together.
传统上认为这组诗是他们以色列百姓被掳归回、重建圣殿以后，他们经过这个收集之后所组成的诗篇。
So this psalm may be a collection from among the Israelites.
他们被掳以后。归回就是 exile， 他们被掳到巴比伦回归之后，他们现在重建圣殿，他们就收集了这一组的诗歌。
So after their exile and when they returned, the psalm was a collection.
那这一组诗歌是用来在圣殿崇拜的时候来唱的。
And this psalm is sung when they worship.
那虽然没有署名，可是我们从圣经里面的一些线索发现。很有可能是大卫所做的。
Even though there's the author is unknown, but it may likely be David that is the author.
因为我们现在请看历代志上的第十六章。
Let's look at Leviticus.
历代志上 ，Chronicles.
Oh, Chronicles.
历代志上。
Let's look at Chronicles.
First Chronicles. 历代十六章。
First Chronicles chapter 16.
我们看二十三节。
Verse 23.
十六章二十三节，全地都要向神歌唱，天他的救恩。
Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day.
从然后我们现在看过去看第三十三节。
And let's look at verse 33.
那时林中的树木都要在神面前欢呼，因为他来审判全地。
Then the trees of the wood shall rejoice before the Lord, for He is coming to judge the earth.
三十四节，应当称谢神，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever.
这一段呢，从二十三节到三十四节这一段呢，如果我们把它仔细看，跟诗篇九十六篇很相似。
And from verse 23 to 34.These verses are very similar to Psalms.
九十六篇。
Psalms 96.
所以他们经过在查考，一直在推测这一组这个神作王这一组诗篇呢， 很有可能是大卫原始是原始作者。
So after some research, they conclude that the set of Psalms, the author is most likely David.
但是可能是经过他们被掳归回之后，哎，他们啊从收集之后啊，根据他们当时候的需要，然后可能有一些加进去其他的一些诗人他们的感受，然后最后所编辑成的。
So after the Israelites were exiled and their return, there were maybe some edits to the Psalms to meet their needs.
啊，最后啊，这个在诗篇整个在编辑的时候，最后就把这一组放在一起。
So and when the Psalms were all collected, this group of Psalms were put together.
啊，所以94篇呢，他一开头就在强调说，神是伸冤的神，是审判世界的主。
So Psalms 94 emphasizes that the Lord is a judge of the earth.
那祈求神来刑罚恶人。
And to plead to God to judge the evil.
因为当时候神的百姓其实是在受苦当中的。
And because during this time the Israelites were under difficult times.
他们当时候在受苦。
They were suffering.
然后他们现在期望能够从神那边得到安慰，得到慈爱，得到神的扶持。
And they hope to get some comfort and some love from the Lord.
最后，他发现说，原来这位神，原来一直都是他们所投靠的，是他们的保障，是他们可以投靠的磐石，是他们的避难所。
And during this time, they realized that God is actually their refuge and that they can rely on Him.
啊，所以最后其实本来是很。这样子很绝望啊，很伤心的，到最后是充满了盼望，对心呢。
And in the beginning, they were very sad and disappointed, but later on, they were full of hope.
好，因为他们看到神愿意拯救。
Because they can find salvation through God.
神是可以当作他们避难所的，永远不会动摇的。
And God can be their refuge, their rock.
因为我们知道。犹大，特别是南国犹大国的百姓，他们后来是被掳到巴比伦去的。
And you know that the Israelites they were taken to Babylon.
他们当时候大部分比较优秀的、比较强壮的都被掳到巴比伦去。
So the I guess the better Israelites they were taken to Babylon.
那剩下的这个当时候这有。犹太地的这些原始的居民都是一些贫穷的、残疾的，那这比较没有留下来的。
And those that remained were the weak, the less worthy Israelites.
那这些贫寒的，他们留在原来的这个神的这一片土地啊，他们其实是正受到这些巴比伦这些官员的高压的欺诈啊，所以他们当时候这些百姓留在。本国也是很苦。
And those that remained also suffered a lot under the Babylons, and so they also faced many troubles and suffering.
不管是留在原来国家的，或者是被外邦去的，通通都是当奴隶的。
So no matter if they were taken to Babylon or remained in their own land, they still suffered much.
那所以耶利米书他最后在看到这个景象的时候，就是发出了这个很沉重的哀。的哀哭了，所以就耶利米先知就写的耶利米哀歌，来为这个百姓这个圣城圣殿来哀哭。
So Jeremiah witnessed all this and cried for them. So the book of Jeremiah was written
为他们的，因为他们的苦哈。
And on behalf of the Israelites suffering.
那当时候等到这个神的时间满足了，70年之后，他们回归到原来的这个圣地来了。
And after 70 years, when they returned to their original land,
可是其实他们等到回归的时候，他们还是在这个当时候波斯帝国的统治底下的。
And during this time, they were under the Persian.
对，
波
斯。
Persian rule.
那所以他们即使回归以后，我们就从以斯拉记里面看到，他们回来以后，其实他们还是面对很多他们觉得这个百姓还是被欺压的，他们还是在受苦当中，是被人统治的这些百姓。
And even when they returned, as stated in the book of Ezra, they were still oppressed by the ruling.
那当时候这些统治的人呢、哦，是圣经在这里作者在描述是恶人。
So, as the Bible mentioned, they were evil.
好，那这些恶人呢、哦，压神的百姓无恶不作，什么坏事都做尽了。
So the evil ones oppressed these Israelites.
好，那现在他祈求神啊，来听听他们的苦哀求。为他们伸冤。
So the Israelites cried out to the Lord to hear their suffering.
我们来看九十四篇。
Let's look at Psalm 94.
第一节。
Verse 1.
主啊，你是伸冤的神，伸冤的神啊，求你发出光来。
O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth.
第二节。
Verse 2.
审判世界的主啊，求你挺身而立，使骄傲人受应得的报应。
Rise up, O Judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud.
第三节。
Verse 3.
主啊，恶人夸胜要到几时呢？要到几时呢
？Lord, how long will the wicked triumph?
那这一段呢、啊？这前面这三节，他就在祈求神，神啊，你要起来，你要挺身而立，你一定要为你的百姓啊，然后来评评理，来做他们的，来做他们的依靠。
So in the first three verses, it cries out to the Lord to rise up and to be a protection and rock for his people.
你主啊，他是主，你一定要发出光来。其实就意思就是你要把你自己显明出来
了。So it asks the Lord to shine forth. So it asks, which means for the God to make Himself known.
你不要再隐藏起来了，你一定要显明你自己的作为。你是。这个世界的王
，Hide no longer and show yourself, for you are the king of this world.
这个世界是其实是由你来审判的。
This world is under your judgment.
啊，你是公义的神，你是至大的。那些是这些骄傲的人在这边作恶、啊，你一定不要再容让他们继续这样下去了。
You are a just God, and don't let the wicked triumph anymore.
所以要让受报应。
And let the proud face their judgment.
他说：“恶人夸胜要到几时呢
？”And how long will the wicked triumph?
那这个所谓的恶人，就跟这个骄傲人都是一致的。
So the wicked and the proud are equal.
那这些骄傲人，恶人现在目前正在掌权的人。
So the wicked and the proud are those currently ruling.
哦，所以他现在一开始的时候就祈求神。你一定要挺身而出。
So in the beginning, they cry out for the Lord to shine forth to make Himself known.
好，从第四节开始到第七节呢
？And from verse 4 to 7.
他就在说明这些恶的人，这恶人的罪到底在哪里
？And verse 4 to 7 it states the evils of these wicked people.
好，我们先来看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
他们絮絮叨叨的说傲慢的话，一切作孽的人都自己夸张。
They utter speech and speak insolent things. All the workers of iniquity boast in themselves.
第五节。
Verse 5.
主啊，他们强压你的百姓，苦害你的产业。
They break in pieces your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他们杀死寡妇和寄居的，又杀害孤儿。
They slay the widows and the stranger and murder the fatherless.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他们说神必不看见，雅各的神必不思念。
Yet they say the Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob understand.
你看这一段，他在说明这些恶人、骄傲人，他们当时候是这么样的傲慢。
So verse 4 to 7 details the evils of the wicked and proud people.
当然，中文在说他们絮絮叨叨的说傲慢的话，意思说他们口里面不断的发出这种很狂傲的话。
So they speak insolent things, mean they boast and
他们很狂。这些人都为自己夸张，表示他们很自大，认为他们现在做的哇，为他们自己的做的恶能够做到这个程度，觉得很有荣耀。
So and these wicked people boast of their evil, so it shows their arrogance.
好，他们觉得自己很行。
They feel that they are great.
但他们强压选民，就是把这个选民踩在脚下。
And they step upon the name of.
苦害，一直苦害以色列神选民。
And,
第五节那里、
And they break in pieces your people.
他 afflict 就是说
afflict your heritage.
他苦害你的产业，就是 这些选民是神的产业吗？雅各是神的产业。
And Jacob is heritage of God.
那所以这些恶人都是作威作福来虐待神的这些百姓。
And these wicked people are persecuting the Israelites.
然后又杀害了这些很微弱的这些族群，像孤儿寡妇寄居的这些没有依靠的人。
And they murder the weak, such as the widows and the fatherless.
他们这些人目中无神。
And they don't know God.
对，没有看到他们不认识神，就是他们认为神不存在了。
And they don't know God. They don't see God.
所以神必不看见呢、啊，神他也不会思念呢、啊。
So that's why it says the Lord does not see.
他意思是说神已经不会再管这群人了，神在哪里？
And they think that the Lord does not care about these people anymore.
所以这个就是他们当时候所受到的苦啊，所被所给的对待。
So these are the sufferings they endured.
好，那现在从第八节开始。
And starting in verse 8.
他现在就要提醒，要警告这些恶人，这些愚顽人，你们要小心了。
And in starting verse 8, it's a warning to these evil, the wicked.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们民间的粗劣人当思想，你们愚顽时才有智慧呢。
Understand you senseless among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise?
第9节。
Verse 9.
造耳朵的难道自己不听见吗？造眼睛的难道自己不看见吗？
He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see?
第10节。
Verse 10.
管教烈都是叫人得知识的，难道自己不惩治人吗？
He who instructs the nations, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge.
11节。
Verse 11.
神知道人的意念是虚妄的。
The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile.
从8节到11节，这个就是第三段，他在提出神他存在。他不但存在，其实神是创造一切的，他人间所做的每一件事情，包括心里的意念，他都知道。
And verse 8 to 11 is the third section, and not only is it stating that God is present, but God understands and knows every thoughts of man.
他现在呼吁所有的人，包括特别是这些作恶的人，你一定要回头去想想看。
So it's telling that.Everyone, especially those evil, to go back and think.
他说神一定会鉴察，神他看见，他也听见了。
For God sees and knows the thoughts of man.
人一切所作所为，神最后一定要审判，要惩治。
And God will judge every action of man.
神知道人心里面的意念都是虚妄的。
For the Lord knows the thoughts of man and that they are futile.
也就是说。他们那里认为说啊，神不看见，神也不会思念，神不会管这些事的。
In verse 7, they think that the Lord doesn't see and doesn't care about these people.
其实神清楚。
But actually, God knows everything.
因为神造耳朵、造眼睛，神造人的心，人是在神的创造底下，所以每一件事情神都很了解。
For God created the ear and the eye and the heart of man, so God understands clearly everything.
所以他这个在强调，哎，神不是不知道，神也不是不 care 啊，不思念。
So this emphasizes that God does care and he knows.
其实是因为人啊自己是愚昧人，不知道神他正在鉴察当中。
For the people they do not know that God actually is observing and understanding everything.
好，那从第11、12节开始。
And starting from verse 11.
到第十二节到第十九节。
Verse 12 to 19.
那这一段呢，他现在这个整个画风呢，他的那个重点转向这些受苦的人了。
And the theme of the Psalms kind of turn.
他现在要来强调目前好现在。这些人受苦是事实，虽然这些恶人神要惩治，可是现在目前神没有出手以前，你这些受苦的人一定要能够沉得住气，要能够等候神的审判。
So it recognizes the suffering of the people and that the people should endure and be patient.
他就是要强调这个受苦的人事实上是神所爱的，是有福的。
And to emphasize that these people under suffering are actually loved by God.
12节。
Verse 12.
主啊，您所管教用律法所教训的人是有福的。
Blessed is the man who you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law.
13节.
Verse 13.
你使他在遭难的日子得享平安，唯有恶人陷在所挖的坑中。
That you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked.
14节.
14.
因为神必不丢弃他的百姓，也不离弃他的产业。
For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance.
15节.
15.
审判要转向公义，心里正直的必都随从。
But judgment will return to righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it.
到这里，我们看到这里这个当时候诗篇的作者，他就提出来，在受苦当中的人，你一定要忍耐，因为最后神要给我们平安。神不会丢弃他的百姓，他都知道我们在苦当中。
And up to this verse, the author is telling those that under suffering that you must bear and endure it, and God will not forsake us, and he knows our suffering.
神让这些来欺压，其实是为了要来训练他的百姓。
And God is allowing the wicked to triumph to help train his people.
让他们可以回想他们为什么会受苦，其实是因为他们远离了神的律法，神当初跟他们所立的约了。
And to allow the Israelites to think, why are they suffering? And to hopefully draw back to God.
他们现在了解他们现在所受的苦之后，他们才会愿意回转归向神，然后真的会把神的讲的话很严肃的去对待，然后去遵行。
And that during when they reflect upon why they are suffering, they can realize that they had distanced themselves from God, and hopefully they can return and draw back to God.
所以神的律法很重要。
So the law of the Lord is important.
我们现在看，先跳过去看119篇第一节。
Let's look at Psalm
119篇第一节。
Verse 1.
行为完全遵行神律法的，这人变为有福。
Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord.
第二节。
Verse 2.
遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人变为有福。
Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart.
第三节。
Verse 3.
这人不做非义的事，但遵行他的道。
They also do not do no iniquity, they walk in his ways.
好，第四节。
Verse 4.
主啊，你曾将你的训词吩咐我们，为要殷勤遵守。
You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently.
那这个从这里就看到说，其实如果一个人他愿意遵行神的律法，然后真的去寻求神的法度遵守的，那是有福的人，他一定是蒙神的保守了。
So for those who keep the law of the Lord, they are blessed, and God will be with them.
然后在这个神的律法里面，他本来就已经放进去一个预告，就是当百姓他们远离神，然后神会处罚他们。可是当他们愿意回头归向神，那神就要再一次的给他们祝福。也就是说，神其实用这个方式来管教他们回头的。
So for the when the Israelites distance themselves from the Lord, they will be punished, and when they draw back to come back to the Lord, they will be blessed.
所以神用这个律法要让那个百姓真的能够成为真的是跟从神，在神的圣洁上有份，然后一直的变得顺服神的百姓，那这样子就是有福的人。
So through the law, God helped train the Israelites to have a part of with Him, and that they can be trained to be blessed.
那现在看回来第九十四篇的第十二节、十三节。
So looking back at Psalm 94, verse 13.
他说：“然后你现在使他们在遭难的日子，其实也可以得享平安。”
So even under the days of adversity, you can have rest.
也就是说，神要可以发现在苦难当中怎么办？投靠在神这个磐石底下，就能够得保护了。
So God wants them to learn that during difficult times, they can return to God and take refuge.
他们才有办法得享安息。
And they can have peace.
他们肉体跟心灵上才能够真的说啊，神是我的神，我是他的产业。
And emotionally and physically, God is their refuge and their rock.
然后他现在说，恶人要陷在自己所挖的坑中。
And it says that the wicked will, a pit will be dug for the wicked.
也就是说，你看这些恶人虽然现在好像作威作福哦，哈，很骄傲，但最后他们就是要陷在苦难里面的。
So even though it seems like the wicked is triumphing at the moment, but in the end they will suffer.
因为神要按公正公义来审判他们。
Because the Lord will judge them with justice and righteousness.
神不会丢掉他的百姓，他绝对不会把他们撇弃为孤儿。
The Lord will not forsake his people and will not allow them to be alone.
现在这些受苦的百姓其实有神来帮助，所以虽然很苦，可是还会活着，没有问题，不用担心。
So even though the people are suffering, but the Lord has not forgotten them.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
但谁肯为我起来攻击作恶的？谁肯为我站起来抵挡作恶的？
Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?
当这些在受苦的百姓是弱势被统治的人，谁有办法出来为他们说伸张一下正义呢？
So the Israelites are suffering. Who can rise up and help them?
人是没有办法的。
Man cannot do this.
所以没有人可以真的为他们来抵挡这些作恶的。
So no man can really protect them against these evildoers.
但是第十七节说。
But in verse 17,
若不是神帮助我，我就住在极境之中了。
So unless the Lord had helped me, they would be suffering.
所以其实真正谁能够抵挡作恶的，就是这些作王的神。
So who can actually help these people? It is the Lord who reigns.
神帮助，所以他说我不会住在极，也就是说我现在不会死亡了。
So since the Lord helped me, then I will not face death.
好，所以第十八节。
Verse
我正说我失了脚，主啊，那时你的慈爱就扶住我。
If I say my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
我心里多忧多疑，你安慰我，就使我欢乐。
In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul.
也就是当人在疑惑，在觉得我撑不下去了，就快要跌倒。然后要离开神的时候，他说：“神的慈爱就来扶助，神用慈爱的声音来安慰。”
So during the times when people are about to fall and under anxiety, the Lord comes and comfort them and helps them.
神他知道人心里的疑惑。
God knows their anxieties.
所以这个时候，你看人在这边忧虑的时候，你看神现在亲自来带给我们欢乐。
And during times of worry, the Lord comes and comforts us and delights.
所以受苦的人其实最后也是得福气的。
So those that are suffering, in the end, they are also blessed.
那神他现在他既然不会丢掉，
and even though the Lord will not forsake His people,
他要来抵挡这些作孽的，然后来攻击这些作恶的，他要来抵挡作孽的。作孽的就是这个第十六节讲的
And he will rise up for me against the evildoers.
然后攻击抵挡作孽的作恶的
and
the wicked.
The wicked.
好，那现在这个、你看现在这些恶人哦，一定会被神除灭的啦。
So the evildoers will be dealt with by God.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
最后一个结论就是，行恶的人会被神剪除。
And a conclusion is that which
就是 wicked 这些作恶的人哈，这些 evil doer 会被神把它剪掉了哈。
And they will be cut off by the Lord.
看第二十节。
Verse 20.
那借着律例架弄残害，在位上行奸恶的，岂能与你相交吗
？Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you？
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
他们大家聚集，人将无辜人定为死罪。
They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood.
好，我们现在从这两节看到，这些当时候这些在位的这些统治的人哦，他们是架着律例借着律例架弄残害。第二十节。
In verse 20, it says that shall the throne of iniquity which devises evil by law.
也就是说，这些人是 善的，他们现在是借着神的律法来行欺压的事。
And they use the law and devise evil.
好，那这些人呢，他们事实上是行奸恶的，所以他们现在在位上掌权，可是是做恶事的人。他说这样的人，神你怎么可能跟他们相交，跟他们一起做朋友呢？
So these evil doers, how can the Lord have fellowship with them?
他们现在是来攻击义人，这些掌权。二十一节说来攻击义人。
And here, they gather together against the evil.
他们 against 这些 righteous 义人哦。
Against the righteous.
然后将这些无辜人定死罪了哈。
And condemn the innocent blood.
所以他们屈枉正直，这些。
And so these people are not righteous.
既然是这样的话，那这些人自己的。
So the sins of the
这些人的罪啊，这些恶人的罪归他们自己。
So the sins of the evildoers are upon themselves.
好，我们现在看
verse 23.
他叫他们的罪孽归到自己他们的身上，他们正在行恶之中，他要剪除他们。
He has brought on them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God shall cut them off.
这里你现在一直在强调神要把他们剪除。
So here it emphasizes that God shall cut them off.
也就是说，今天神他绝对不会让这种邪恶的这些人最后得胜的了。
So this is saying that the Lord will not allow the wicked in the end.
公义的神绝对不会让我们失望了。
And the Lord will not disappoint the righteous.
因为神他一直以来从历史证明他就是我们的保障，就是我们的高台。
So the because God is our refuge and He is our rock.
他就是我们的投靠的磐石。
And we can rely on this rock of our refuge.
是我们的磐石，也就是说我们可以躲在他底下的。我们在他底下，躲在神底下的人一定心里面得安息。我们即使碰到这个患难的时候，也不会丧命。
So God is our refuge, and we can find comfort under Him, and we will not be harmed.
这个就是第九十四篇，他在一直在强调神作王之后所带出来的这样的一个对神的信心呢。
So Psalm 74, it emphasizes that the Lord reigns and the hope that we have in God.
那有这样的一个信心以后啊。
And with this faith in God.
他现在就十五篇，他连下去的就是来呀、啊、来呀、啊，大家一起来歌颂神呢、啊。
And so it follows in Psalm 95 that everyone should gather and sing to the Lord.
他就一直强调说，大家要一起来向这位这样公义的神屈身敬拜。
So it states that everyone should gather and sing joyfully to the Lord.
我们在神面前敬拜他，然后呢，神他一定啊，那我们这么听他的话，我们先得到神啊大大的祝福，神会带领我们走这人生的旅程。
So we should gather and worship this Lord and follow His words, and God will guide us through.
所以这个就是九十四篇里面他所提到的神是我们所投靠的磐石。
And so in Psalm 94, it emphasizes that the Lord is our refuge and our rock.
希望这样的一个分享可以让我们更明白这个诗篇里面所传达的信息。
And hopefully with this sharing that we can better understand the Psalm.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
四百五十一首。
451.
451.